you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 PM here on the Pacific Coast, another early day. A little bit after 3 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live. If it ain't that time this Wednesday, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, 24/7 streaming for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However the hell you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, on whatever, in whatever, under whatever, we appreciate the hell out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hello, America. Tweet us at crabdiving. Let us know who you're voting for on November 28th.
Right. November 28th. Donald Trump fucked up. I'll get that tape. We got that audio coming up a little bit.
How fucking he's running for, don't you, wouldn't you know that date? I know people fuck up. I know people fuck up, but Jesus.
I'm thinking
Christ.
Melania doesn't get a lot of anniversary gifts.
No. See, she gets an anniversary gift because I bet you Donald Trump has a poor, beleaguered assistant.
Yeah.
That makes sure that shit happens.
Absolutely. And heads would roll if he didn't. If she didn't get a gift on time, a very warm personal gift, I'm
How
sure.
How ruthless is that assistant of his?
Follow us on the Facebook, everybody. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the convo over there. All the fun, angry libs. Also,
Yay.
Tweet us during the show if you'd be listening live between 12 and 2 p.m. Pacific this Wednesday.
Hello.
At crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING.
.com.
Thanks for listening to us yesterday. It was an early show because Kate, right. The intern dog here, had some dental surgery, and yesterday she was running around like an idiot. Today, you could tell it hurts.
Right.
Today the fun meds wore off, so she's slinking around a little bit, but she's
I hate that.
But she's doing good. Also, I didn't I guess foresee the bloody drool situation.
Oh, gross.
In the middle of the night. So she was sleeping in my bed, and it now looks like I committed a murder. And it wasn't me,
man.
I swear. So, but she's doing good. She's okay. I gave her pain pill, et cetera, et cetera.
And she's off today for the show. She's sleeping on the couch.
She's doing what
fact-checking.
Actually, usually what she does during the show. Thanks for listening to us this lovely Wednesday. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I am firing up
the
magic crab diving spreadsheet here on the
other news today
on a different computer because the computer I'm running the show on,
you know,
is being a little bitchy.
You know, I'm wondering I ask this question a lot. Will he last until November 8th? Or whenever he thinks the fucking election is.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, is he going to last?
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Scrapping,
insane,
swinging,
dude.
Clubbing, screaming, yelling, bitching, moaning the whole time. I can't wait for that next debate.
You know, sometimes I wonder, is he the biggest asshole to ever have run for president? But then I think Lyndon Johnson. And then I think way back when in the 1800s.
Well, today he said, he's in Ocala today, which is still trending on the Twitter.
Home of John Travolta and his giant plane.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
But he's had a rally, and I watched a little bit of it earlier, and he said Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to run for president.
Now, is he including himself in that? Surely he's not.
Well, most ever. That's one of the things he, I guess, isn't claiming he wins at.
That's insane.
At being corrupt. We can see what's going on in the news. Let's get to the headlines this lovely and stylish.
No, yes.
I don't even know if I can play the headline.
Oh, really?
I don't think I can play the headline. I assume we're going out also, oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. But if you're listening to this as a podcast, we appreciate the hell out of it.
Thank you.
Regardless. Okay. Let's get to the headlines. I absolutely cannot play the...
The music.
For some reason, the headline shit isn't even working.
Oh, well.
Fucking A, man. Okay, the headline over at the Commie, Pinko, Liberal, Huffington, it's empty, Kate.
Post. Lots of news today. I'm really excited. I was looking over our Facebook feed. There's some crazy shit on there, man.
The dog is eating and pushing her empty bowl across the floor now. The HuffPo.
Yes.
Says Utah, even Utah is in play. Grand old panic.
Oh, my God. That is so funny, man.
I saw another one today where they're, I think they were calling Nevada for Hillary Clinton. Or no, Arizona.
Arizona's going to go Hillary.
It was
hilarious.
One of them where they're now turned it light blue.
Yes.
Arizona. So the headline over at the HuffPo says, Trump faces major trouble in deep red Utah.
Fuck you.
A new poll. That poll shows Donald Trump may be losing ground in Utah.
That's awesome.
According to a new poll, the Y2 Analytics, I don't know what the fuck that is, but Y2 Analytics poll shows that Trump is basically statistically tied with Democratic rival Hillary Rodham Clinton.
That is so funny.
They both have 26%, but this... that guy from Utah, who we never talk about because, well, nobody's going to vote for him except in Utah.
Right.
The guy that's running that third party anti-GOP.
Who is that?
We've got Evan McMullen.
He's the guy
that people like Bill Kristol and them came up with. It was going to be the moral vote that you could vote for if you don't want to go third party, like over toward Gary Johnson. And they're certainly not going to go towards Jill Stein.
Right.
But they, with this Evan McMullen guy.
Does he know where Aleppo is?
It's like a regular. Yeah, he's a pretty smart dude. I think he's a journalist.
Oh, okay.
Former journalist, something like that. I've heard him talk. He sounds like a normal human being.
But he's a Republican.
Anti-Trump. Well, yeah, of course. Mm. But he's got 22% in Utah. But that's his.
Oh, shit.
That's his joint.
Right.
That's where he's going to.
And Utah's not going to matter, right?
It's a few. It's a few of the electoral votes. So the previous poll showed Trump averaging, wow, he really lost ground. He was averaging 45%, and now he's dropped 20% in Utah.
Oh, my God. He's dropped 20% in Utah. God, that's crazy.
The HuffPo election forecast model has now pushed Hillary's chances to win up to 90.8%. Donald chances to win the whole thing, the whole shebang, at just 9%.
How is he going to spin this as any type of victory? Well, I guess his audience and his base, they're all stupid. You know,
right?
They live under the Trump umbrella. You know, they talk about these rallies and the people Trump surrounds him with, they just tell him he's a winner. And so those people think they're all winners and think their movement is, meaningful.
Today's rally, why would you go to Ocala where,
I don't know. Try
to find a liberal anywhere in or near Ocala.
Right. Well, actually, it's funny. I have an aunt and uncle there. They're very liberal. They're the only ones. In the middle of Ocala. Oh,
really?
Oh, yes.
But why go there? I mean, for the very friendly audience, everybody's going to scream, lock her up, lock her up.
Right.
go to Miami, dude. Go to a black area in Miami. Go to a Latin area in Miami.
I got to tell you, though,
see how well that goes.
If you're Donald Trump, and I just read that my chances to win are nothing, maybe I don't want to go where people hate me. Maybe I'm done with it all. Maybe I just want to go where people are going to give me a warm,
he's just going where
lippy blowjob.
Right. He's getting a couple knuckles in addition.
Bonus.
Yeah. So
he's getting bonus fingers.
So that's the headline over there, is that Trump is in Trubs in the state of Utah.
Bye bye, stupid.
The magic underweared state.
Oh, my God.
Of Utah.
And they're so conservative, right? They're so Jesus-y, or whatever the Mormons are into.
I think they're into Jesus, kind of.
Right.
But some of the hardcore Jesus-y guys, though, they think that was part of the problem with Romney, right? Was that I just opened the Drudge Report and saw the ridiculous headline. I got distracted by bullshit for a moment.
I don't know. Something about Romney, conservative Christians in Utah.
In the whole country.
They don't like Trump.
Well, they didn't like Romney because they were worried about Romney because that Mormon thing.
Oh, okay.
And they figured that, regular Christianity has kind of considered Mormonism to be a cult.
Man, I love it. I love it when different sky god worshiper sects are put off by others. It's so insane to me. I don't understand why they can't say, "Well, God, they're praying to something no one can see either." You're not the same,
right?
It's not the same.
The headline over at the Drudge Report,
hey boy,
is CNN orders blackout on Clinton's son in quotes, by the way, because it has not been proved.
Is this a love child situation?
Well, this is the one that they're claiming he fathered with a woman of the evening.
Oh, okay.
Bill,
you got to wear a condom, dude.
Says Bill. Danny asks Bill, step up. Bill Clinton's son tells Hillary, step aside.
Jesus.
And it goes over to a story written by the person alleging to be Bill Clinton's son. His name is Danny Williams. And he wrote a piece over at InfoWars.
Oh, wow.
Okay, everybody.
God, how reputable. I'd write a column in InfoWars if they asked.
He says, for 30 years, my mother has stood firm on the claim that Bill Clinton is my father. Never once has she recanted the story. No, nor has my Aunt Lucille, who bears witness to my mother's account.
Wait, Aunt Lucille was in the room?
According to my mother and aunt, when Bill Clinton was governor, he took on some responsibility as a parent and provided financial assistance.
Oh, wow.
They both told me that a man driving a car with state tags placed an envelope of cash in my mother's mailbox every month, and that the envelope always included 7 crisp $100 bills.
That's all they got? $700 a month?
Well, this is back in the day. I mean, this is 80s.
Yeah. I guess that's a lot of money.
1985.
I mean, I would squeeze Bill Clinton for much more money. But
there's no proof.
No DNA test.
Right.
Oh, okay. Maybe Aunt Lucille's full of shit, too. Who knows?
Well, The Star magazine said they got... Didn't they say they scraped some of the jizz off of the blue dress and tested the DNA?
Oh, my God. What we do with the amazing technology we have. Scrape jizz off a dress. How about AIDS? When do we cure that?
He takes on Snopes, by the way, in this article. Snopes, an internet, quote, fact-checking source.
He's
shitting on Snopes, saying
he's snoping Snopes
that they're bullshit. You know, that's kind of one of the right wing, the favorite things that they do is PolitiFact. Oh, how dare you, PolitiFact? They're just a left wing extension of Hillary's nipple.
Oh yes. Oh wow. I'd like to see an illustration of that. You know, isn't that a total GOP kind of conservative thing to do? Is to, if you can't dispute the fact because it's a fact, you dispute the validity of the fact checker.
Right.
You undermine it. You undermine the whole fucking thing.
It's the whole global warming thing.
Oh, it doesn't
97%.
Exist.
Oh, you're going to buy that? 97% of scientists say global warming is happening? Oh, you're such a libtard.
You know, the thing is, it's like you don't have a choice. If you don't want to, if you don't want to believe 97% of the scientists, you think they're lying, then your only choice is to then become a scientist yourself, get a lab coat, some beakers, and run your own fucking tests. I don't know how, what else you do.
Exactly. So that's it. The headline, lot of little mini headlines over the Drudge Report about these Podesta emails and all this shit. John Podesta is saying that he thinks some of the emails were altered by whoever hacked them and then released them, that some of these are, you can't check the validity. And there were cases, I saw something this morning, there were, Russia has been suspect, Uncle Nipples, of doing the same kind of shit in Crimea and Ukraine and over in that part when they're trying to extend their influence in those areas. They've been doing the same kind of alleged document hacking, but whoever hacked was actually caught doing altering the documents.
Oh my God.
So they it's
some James Bond shit.
It's what they're doing here.
Do you think Russia's going to change the election? Do you think that's possible? They have the technology.
I think they've already. Oh, you mean to like go into the?
Yeah.
You can't. You can't hack into the machines. They have to be each. That was one of the things that they were saying. You have to get in. It's a big deal because they built them so that they can't be networked, and that can't happen. And they would have to get in to each individual machine
with like a Mission Impossible type force or something.
No, you probably just
Do
a little programming, and when you hit D's, change it to R.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Which is, of course, what Bill Clinton, or not, what the Trumpalos are claiming is going to happen. That's why they're going to send angry white people to go watch the blacks vote.
Ooh, yes.
Because you got to make sure.
God, that's nice. God, I feel like Hillary needs her own election monitors. I mean, is that what it's coming to? Do we each need a forest at all the polling stations?
Poll.
God damn it.
I'm stammering and hammering here because
my other computer
there? Really is really having a fucking stroke. And I'm absolutely, I think we're going up.
Okay.
But those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen, over at the Drudge Report and at the Commie Pinko Liberal. Huffington, the Post. There is a. Yesterday we played some great clips of Louis Gohmert. And that, Louis Gohmert was sitting in on some radio show.
Yes.
And was. This is just a shit show. I'm sorry. It's just okay. Everything's going on.
It's crazy. It's an insane day. Oh, by the way, if you want to buy something on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It'll make this whole business easier. We'll get paid.
You know what? I'm not going to do the Gohmert story yet because I'm hoping this computer turns around a little bit. And
perfect.
That I'll be able to do to play this clip we got off of the raw story.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's do a quick story. This is, have you been following this creepy clown?
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Creepy clown epidemic? I don't even know exactly how many there are, but it just seems like every once in a while now, there are sightings of like creepy clowns in the middle of the night or something walking down the street. All alone, carrying balloons or on the edge of a forest or all kinds of weird fucking shit. Now it's even affected McDonald's.
What?
Because McDonald's announced yesterday that because of the, quote, current climate around clown sightings in communities, they are going to they're going to slow down the Ronald McDonald live appearance schedule right now.
Oh, well, hey, listen, I'm for whatever does that, because Ronald McDonald to me is a very creepy looking mascot, right? Or is it? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Weird.
But they said that thoughtful in hey. Respect. Hey, what are you doing?
Kate's got her head in a potato chip bag.
Thoughtful.
Sit down.
They're being thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events. In other words, they're not going to send some poor local actor who's going to make $50 dressing up as that idiot clown.
And they're going to beat the shit out of
him. He's now out of work.
Great.
Given the current climate, their decision comes after a rash of pranks around the country involving eerie clown sightings. And
I hate that, man. I don't want to see any eerie clown. I don't want to see a creepy clown.
Well, yeah, and there's
a big
people
fucking knife and balloons.
There are people who are scared of clowns just in general.
I'm scared of anything creepy in the middle of the night.
Well, right. I really wonder what's going on. You know, it's just a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of assholes.
Fucking around, man.
And one of these assholes is gonna get themselves killed because
absolutely.
Some red stater with a gun.
All I'm saying, if you're a creepy clown and you want to be part of this dumbass movement, I wouldn't walk around Alabama and show up unannounced anywhere. You're going to get two in the head, one in the chest.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous shit going on.
You're going to end up dead in your big floppy stupid shoes.
So yesterday we talked about Trump, Donald J. Trump.
Fuck you.
Going, quote, unshackled.
Ooh.
According to him.
He probably likes it shackled. Who knows?
And he had a yesterday. There were two different Trumps. There was a unscripted, no teleprompter Trump, which is of course where we get the best moments. And there was the Trump that was he gave another rally, and that one he stuck to the teleprompter and didn't go as batshit. You know,
okay.
Yesterday he kind of declared the war on his own party.
Right.
And
he's so mad at Paul Ryan.
Going after Paul Ryan, going after all the apostates that are that refuse to kiss the orange butt.
You know what's crazy, man? I can kind of see his point of view a little bit because he did win the nomination, right? And it's not like the Republicans didn't put up a bunch of other heinous assholes for this job. They did.
Spectacular parade.
But he happened to win. So why aren't they supporting him? Because he said pussy?
Apparently that was the last straw. Apparently it's so Mexican rapists and John McCain isn't a hero.
PTSD is ridiculous or whatever the fuck he said.
And weak. You're weak if you have PTSD.
And that poor guy with whatever disease / affliction, that journalist.
Exactly.
He punches down. He has no empathy and he's cruel. He's just like any other goddamn conservative.
So, it was 2 days that we're talking about Trump.
Right.
And one of the things he said was, he thinks there's something going on because Paul Ryan didn't call him to congratulate him on his Sunday night schlonging of evil killery.
He didn't get a call from little Paulie Ryan saying good job, Donald, for fucking up the whole debate.
He said there's a whole deal going on and we're gonna figure this out. There's a whole sinister deal going on.
He is so fucking sensitive. He's a sensitive little motherfucker, man. Paul, you should have called this guy. You got to know who you're dealing with here. He needs Donald needs a daddy. You know what I mean?
He also went after just the regular old commission for the debates.
Yes.
He was treated unfairly. He's done. What does that mean? He said he's done with the commission for presidential debates. Is that meaning that
no more debates?
I ain't showing up for the next one?
Maybe.
He said, I have no respect for that group, by the way. I'm done. Talking about the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Well, I would say this. I mean, his poll numbers have done nothing but go down since those debates, right? Is that, I mean, you know what, I mean, am I insane? I mean, he hasn't experienced one single bump in the poll since the debate.
Tiny.
So why the fuck would he go? I mean, I would say that it's a mistake for him to attend the debates. I mean, if you're a strategist working for Trump and you advise him to debate anymore, well, I think you're giving him bad advice. I mean, it's not good for the American people, and, you know, we should be able to hear what they have to say.
And bad for the show.
It's horrible for us.
We get all that great material.
But in the interest of the Donald, I don't know what it does for him. Because he performs not well on these fucking things. He sounds stupid.
Not Big Lee.
No.
The he also continued to bitch about the mic from the first debate. This is like his litany of persecution, every nail into his hand on the cross.
Oh, he's Jesus now? Oh, my God. Going to get his big ass crucified.
I couldn't talk because my mic didn't work.
We all heard him.
Everybody heard him fine. And they were alleging that in the auditorium at that first debate, they couldn't hear him. He said, I had friends in the audience making hand gestures at me that they couldn't hear me.
Oh, my God.
But then there were other people who were like, that just wasn't true. There was like a staticky point at one point, but that it wasn't.
Maybe it went out for a second. There was a glitch or some bullshit like that. The mic worked. I heard you. You sounded loony.
So there you go. Those are the top four highlights from yesterday's Panama City rally. Today he, again, is in Ocala.
The Redneck Riviera. Panama City, baby. That's where you go to spring break. I think they shot every episode of Girls Gone Wild down there, too.
That says that these are the four most insane moments from the rally.
There. Oh, wow. You know, I got an aunt and uncle in Panama City, and I got one in Ocala.
Did they go to the Trump rally?
God, no. No. Hey, listen.
Your brother and your mom went to the Trump rally incognito.
Right. And if anybody else related to me is listening, don't go. Because I think these rallies, the more he loses in the polls, don't you think these are just going to get scarier and scarier? These people are going to get so upset.
Yeah, and who knows what the fuck's going to happen on election day when he loses Big Lee. I mean, it's is he going to, if my computer were being such a fucking asshole.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's so frustrating.
I would be able to play the clip from, maybe it's coming back.
Hey, Kate, later on, can you run a defrag on this one terminal? Thank you.
Yeah, it's the old computer that we use as a slave to run the show.
Right.
Maybe we should set it free.
Right.
So this was at a Mike Pence event yesterday. Who goes to a Pence event?
Who likes him?
I could see going to a Trump rally because, goddamn, entertaining as fuck. Yeah, terrifying, but entertaining.
Donald Trump is like the Grateful Dead for conservatives.
But going, who
I don't
sees
know.
A poster that says, Pence? Meet Mike Pence is like, woo!
Is there any spectacle in his debate? Does he have any opening music?
I think a stripper.
Oh, really?
Opens up, yeah. That was Donald Trump's edition.
Oh, yes.
You gotta put on a better show.
Right.
We'll send some hot pussy.
I think he said pussy live on a mic more than any other candidate to run for office.
Oh, yeah, live on a mic.
Sure.
I think, I would think, Johnson probably clipped out the word pussy a few times. Well, yeah. Clinton's daily prayer.
Right.
Thank you, Lord, for all the pussy I had. Here is a Trump supporter at this Mike Pence, ridiculous Mike Pence event.
Oh, my God.
Because how could it be anything but? Especially with Pence. More and more stuff coming out. I mean, there's just more anecdotal evidence of Trump. I think today I saw... they're talking about how some of the girl or many of the girls were creeped out at the Miss Teen USA or something? I mean, these are 15 to 18 year old Miss Teen Universe.
Okay.
These are 15 to 18 year old girls. And Donald wandered into the dressing room just to make everything.
Oh,
make
God.
Sure everything was okay.
Is Miss Teen Universe a Trump deal too, or it was?
I think it was. Oh, hold on a second. That might be working.
He does Teen Universe, Miss Teen Universe.
I think it was Miss Teen. It might have been regular Miss Universe because, no, those have to be 18. So it must have been a teen. It must have been Miss Teen Universe.
And he runs those just like
the Miss Teen. I think he did at the time.
Oh, God.
So here's from this Mike Pence event. Hopefully this will work. This is a woman in Iowa.
Fuck you.
The rally is all white people.
Perfect.
There was a stat today I saw. 93% of just humans.
Yes.
In Iowa are white as fuck.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
And they were talking about how
I hope you guys Trump, use sunblock.
They were talking about how Trump's demographic is perfect because not only is it 93% white, but only, I think they said, one out of three, something like that,
yeah,
are college educated. So there you go. I love the poorly educated.
This is his jam. Why doesn't he run for governor in Iowa or something like that instead of president?
Who knows what the hell he's going to do now. Here is, if this works, here's this rally. It's only a few seconds long, but you can hear with this. And this is what you'll see on a lot of the social medias all over with the Trumpalos.
I will tell you, for me personally, if Hillary Clinton gets in, I myself, I'm ready for a revolution because we can't have her in.
Yeah, you don't say
but that. I'm just saying it. No, you know, I'm like Trump, you know?
No, I'm like Trump.
At least Mike Pence has
don't say that.
Just,
don't say
you know,
that.
We don't want anybody running around in the streets. Like, at least he does that.
Yeah, I didn't get that total vibe off of the don't say that, though.
Oh, yeah?
I got the, yeah, I almost got a don't say that out loud
vibe from
Mike Pence. He did say, no, don't say that. He didn't do a McCain, where I gave props to McCain. Remember during that
yes.
town hall when that woman grabbed the mic from him and she said, I don't trust Obama. He's an Arab and he's born. And McCain just with his good hand grabbed the mic away from her and said, no, I'm not going to allow that. He's an American. He's a fine man. We disagree on the issues, but I'm not going to allow that kind of talk. And that hurt him. That hurt him among the racist, horrible, xenophobic, Trumpalo, deplorable base.
We don't have that anymore, though. That's a thing that doesn't exist, right? Do we have anybody else on the Republican side that would say that? John Huntsman?
What would they have done to John McCain if he said, grab her by the pussy?
God, I just pictured John McCain saying that. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. He'd be the next president.
This is... she also mentioned voter fraud.
Fuck you. Voter fraud.
She was speaking. The unnamed supporter said she's scared. I'm also scared of voter fraud, which has become one of the main talking points as his numbers are going in the shitter.
I mean, Hillary has opened up a fairly large lead, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody think voter fraud is going to close that gap? Or voter fraud is responsible?
Absolutely.
Like, my God, it would have to be the biggest incident of voter fraud in the history.
Just like the last two elections.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the only way that Obama, that Muslim homosexual from Kenya, that's the only way he got in.
Oh my God.
Nobody I knew in 2012 voted for that. Traitor.
Right.
Everybody voted Romney. They didn't count the votes.
Nobody you knew.
Well, that's the problem. And also, you think they would learn their fucking lesson? Well, right. I think the Republicans did. But Trump,
when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on, whether I want it to or not, maybe I'm trying to be discreet.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm so sorry, man. I hate computer fucking issues. It's the worst.
No, you know what it is. I just got a fucking notice.
Yes.
On this other. On the computer that's running
what does
the
it
show.
Say?
And it wants to restart. I'm not going to let it restart. But apparently it was installing some fucking update
oh,
that
great.
I didn't authorize. And okay. It hijacked the whole goddamn fucking system and okay. all the...
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not.
That's the Hollywood Hick. Listen to the Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen, on the sevens here on the network streaming for you.
The Hick is not a Trump supporter, correct?
I believe no. He says he's got that dead mangy fox on his head.
That's some guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Asshole with a dead mangy fox on his head.
Right.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. streaming. iTunes, Stitcher, catching up on the Stitcher. On the iTunes.
Yeah, and he's on at midnight.
And midnight for the previous.
That's right.
Episode. I've also got the bad part is I got a notice that said, hey, do you want to install this update? We're going to restart now. And I told it to fuck off.
Right.
And now the computer's working.
Because it's no longer
hijacking my fucking goddamn system.
Yay.
Okay, let's, I wanted to play this. This is from the other day. The loathsome, really hemorrhoidal Sean Hannity.
Fuck you. Oh, God. I hate this guy so much.
Is really a cartoon fucking character, man. This Trump shit, even fucking O'Reilly, is not as slavenly he's not licking the ball sack of Trump. I'm going to try to find a clip from last night's interview with O'Reilly. Trump was, of course he doesn't go anywhere except Fox News.
No, fuck yeah,
he's going to get filleted.
Ooh, perfect.
And O'Reilly, I guess, is the hardest hitting. And O'Reilly talks to him like, do you really think you should do that? Like, I don't think that's going to work. And Donald says, I don't care. Because O'Reilly's kind of saying, look, you're shoring up your base. O'Reilly gets it. This issue, he gets. You're taking swings at Hillary. It's all Hillary, and Bill Clinton. And look, here's all the women with Clinton DNA on them.
Yes.
All stuff like that. But the polls and the opinion polls all showed that wouldn't work. That with the people that you need to win over to actually maybe win this election.
Right.
So that's why it just seems that he's saying, fuck it.
What's he going to do?
Like, they really don't think they're going to win. We're going to burn the place on the way out and set up this alternative group or whatever, or try to set up an alternative party even. Outside of the Republican Party.
And they got a fan base. They're building a fan base with this election.
Party. Yeah.
God, I know it's a free country and we can do whatever the fuck we want to do, but doesn't it seem like we should have something set in place that guards against somebody running for president just for the pure reason of building an audience base for a goddamn conservative media network? Or a lip. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're ruining...
Fucking up our country.
They're fucking the country up.
The whole system.
For a goddamn media network or whatever he's doing.
And it's funny that they talk about they're the ones pointing and saying, if Hillary gets in, it's the end of our country as we know it.
Oh, my God,
but
dude.
You got people like, who did I put on that said they used the word authoritarian. Yesterday we talked about it. Paula Page.
Oh, yeah.
Paula Page is like, I want someone to be more authoritarian and impose law and order. He said this. The governor of Maine, who granted is batshit as hell.
Yeah.
But he said that.
It's particularly disturbing. It's just statements like that really demonstrate a lack of understanding of what is going on in the fucking country. Do you think Paula Page understands Black Lives Matter?
You mean Shifty and G-Money?
Oh, yes.
Spilling their black seed in the white women of Maine?
Hey, Paul, if you're listening, there's no drug dealer on the planet named Smoothie. There's just not.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't know where you get Smoothie from.
Smoothie.
G-Money.
Yeah, Jamba Juice.
Sean Hannity.
Yes.
Has unwaveringly stood by his orange daddy man.
Yummy.
Clinging to the folds of butt skin. I don't know what that means. So here is Sean Hannity on Fox. I'm sorry, your ears are going to bleed.
Oh, my God.
From the moronitude of the Fox airwaves. Here is a little bit of Sean Hannity from the other day.
What is he going to do when Trump loses? How is he going to be? How is he going
to? He's going to go over to Trump TV.
Sure.
And he'll be one of the pillars of the network.
God.
Leading the revolution. Here's a clip from his show.
Women and men have laid at the feet of powerful people.
I think David, King David had 500 concubines, for crying out loud.
King David? Well, King David had 500 concubines, for crying out loud.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He's saying, well, what's the difference if he grabs a pussy or two?
Oh, my God. You got to be out of your mind.
He never did it. He just talked about it, he said.
He doesn't have grabbing one pussy on, you know, that's assault, right? And he has a problem with Hillary and some email server. I just don't understand these fucking GOP loons. Does he not have a mother or any sisters or daughters, this Hannity? Would he want someone grabbing their quote-unquote pussy? I don't think so.
There's a Trumpette that he's talking to, Gina Loudon.
Okay. I've heard of her.
She said, most men have made similar comments. And then she went on that favorite one now. Well, actions more than words.
Most men have not made similar comments.
Actions mean more than words. And Bill Clinton fucked the shit out of these women and raped them.
I don't understand why they think defending. I don't understand how bringing up Bill Clinton defends Trump. How does anything Bill Clinton did justifies what Trump did? You know what I mean? I don't get it.
And she said, you hold up that and look at what Hillary Clinton has done. Look in Mr. Trump's case in the entire record of his life. Sean, no one was raped. No one has died. No illegal servers were put in his. I mean, the list goes on. No one has died. So there she is on Sean Hannity dropping the people have died.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Hannity said, yeah, so all these people saying, Hannity, you've got to condemn Trump. All right, his words were wrong, but Bill Clinton's actions are far worse. Bill Clinton isn't running for president, you fucking lunk-headed ass fuck.
And how does that address what is going on with Trump, who is running for president? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's like, it's almost the way to argue with these people is just agree with them about Bill and say, okay, yes, you're right. But what about this shit with Trump?
Well, meanwhile, they're saying that it's not true. That the one woman has come forward to CNN and said that Trump kissed her without permission. Another woman, Jill Hart, said Trump groped her in 92 and 93. So it's not like he's never been accused of touching and doing inappropriate things. Just saying it. Just locker room talk. It's just locker room talk.
It's not out of a void. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's out of character for this behavior with Trump. I mean, it seems to be a pattern. I mean, he says sex is a
pussy pattern.
That's funny.
So that's a little bit of Hannity, just gross and craven, even to the point where no more battling between him and Megyn Kelly.
Right.
They were having a little Twitter war the other day.
Sure.
But I'll bet the poobahs over at Fox probably put the kibosh on that, because the last thing they want is two of their network people sniping at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Now I can play some of these clips from the Trump rally last night.
Oh, awesome.
That we talked about some of the batshittery now that the computer has uncuntified itself.
Now we just need the country to do that.
Here is
uncuntification.
Here's Donald talking about something's going on with Paul Ryan.
Oh, shit.
Tell you what, folks. This is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. That's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able to know.
God, how scary this rhetoric is. And he says, not only does he say shit like, this is the last time you're going to be able to save the country. He also says, I'm the only one that can do it.
Oh, my God, this is insane.
I'm the only one that can do it, people.
You won't be able. The numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage, and especially
he's talking about black and brown people.
Right.
The numbers will be too great. He says, this is the last time. He's talking to white people. Get out, white people. This is the last time to save the country because they're going to let too many black and brown people in.
What is he saying? He's saying get out and vote. Or is he saying keep the brown people from voting? Or
well, that too.
Or is he kind of saying both?
Well, yeah, of course.
And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people. They're not putting their weight behind the people.
Oh, God, some of these lily white assholes behind him shaking their head. Oh, Paul Ryan. Oh, God, what a traitor. He's not. How can he not see that Donald Trump is the only way to save the country from the brown?
You know, it's so strange because we're talking about this stupid Facebook conversation I got in with my friends I went to high school with in Georgia. And and when they. When you say something about Trump, like mention just one of the deplorable things, like I threw a link up, about the time Trump made fun of that reporter with the disability. They don't even acknowledge it. They say something like Bill Clinton raped a shit ton of people. That's why I'm not voting for Hillary and supporting Trump.
I see.
But I just don't understand why the Trumpalos can't understand. I mean, if they want to support Trump, that's fine. They have to justify that to themselves somehow. I don't know how the fuck they do that. They're loons. But I don't understand why they can't see the logic in me not wanting to vote for Trump. Because he's done things that I feel like any human being on the planet could say, oh, that's horrible.
Well,
the Gold Star family
thing. Well, because it's okay for them to overlook all the heinous shit that Trump has done. But how dare you claim to overlook, what about Hillary, who personally sat her big fat ass on the four faces of the people who died in Benghazi?
Right. Gee, it's nuts. There is no reasoning with these people.
Absolutely.
They are a scary group of motherfuckers.
That's the whole point. Yeah, you can't reason with them. And listen, and they've got a moron daddy now.
That's an orange moron daddy that is
telling them exactly what they want to hear.
You almost want him to start that media network, if only to give them something to do.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're terrifying.
And apparently, they're losing Fox.
Oh, great.
Or Fox lost them or whatever because Fox is too liberal. Man.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that. Fox is too goddamn liberal.
It's insane. Have you not met Steve Ducey?
Yeah.
Too liberal. My God, it's like a den of iniquity over there. It's like an opium den, an orgy at Fox in the green room, right? Blowjobs, harassment, the whole ball of wax.
Allegedly.
Yes.
No, my computer's being snatch facey.
Oh, no.
It's taking a while to load. Cool. All right. We'll move along. Switch computers here.
Yes.
Really, fuck you.
Yes, Gateway.
Bill Gates or Gateway or whoever.
I don't know who makes
with these
Gateway,
automatic goddamn updates. That
burn in a hell that I don't believe in.
Seize your system.
Slowly roast.
So... Donald Trump, we were talking about before, Miss Teen USA. It wasn't Miss Universe.
Okay.
While running, this is over from the HuffPo, that while he was running the Miss Teen USA pageant, he allegedly, reportedly walked in on contestants changing in the dressing room. Now, this isn't the Miss Universe page where it's... 18, over 18-year-olds, right, that are competing for wink, wink scholarships.
Yes.
Because the winner, of course, always goes on to complete their neuroscience degree.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. That's probably nasty of
Phoenix
me.
University,
but I just don't. I just. Why would you? If you win Miss America, why the fuck would you take the scholarship? When you can
pocket that money, you can.
Yeah, I mean, and you just turn into.
You know what you do? You don't take the scholarship. Find somebody that'll teach you how to read effectively off a teleprompter. Be a host.
That's exactly it.
Boom.
Right.
Make shit ton of money.
I think there probably have been a few who have gone on to.
Whatever they said
when they filled out the application for the pageant.
But hey, look,
but there are just too many of these honey boo boos. That grow up in that horrible pageant culture.
Absolutely. It's a horrible culture, man. And what do you think that does to your psyche? If that's where you grow up, if your formative years are spent being spray tanned.
You tell me the 5-year-old that you taught to shake her ass to some Mariah Carey song.
Mariah Carey.
Do you guys know who Mariah Carey is?
Give me a new one, too.
Me? Shania Twain. How about that? I don't fucking know. I don't listen to shit anybody listens to. Lady Gaga.
Ariana Grande. So you teach your lily white little girl to... And you spend all the money that you should be on trailer improvements.
Yes.
On your on your daughter's tiaras and shit. And teach her how to shake her ass sexually in a sexy way. And put on makeup and shit.
So fucked up.
It's yeah. There's
watch an episode of Toddlers and Tiaras and tell me that those people aren't going to grow up. But
well, yeah,
up.
And you're telling your 6 year old, well, this is for pageant. This is for a scholarship, honey. This is for your future in college. I'm going to make sure you get into Harvard.
And what do you expect?
Put some Kleenex in your little 4 year old titties. Make it look like God. You got shake that butt.
And you got to explain to whoever. To your daughter, why they're doing this over and over again? You're telling, but it's got to feel strange to them. So in a way, you're telling them to ignore the little voice in the back of their head that says this is fucked up. I mean, it's almost criminal what they do to these kids and these pageants. It's so, I don't know,
fucked up.
Although I did watch it, Toddlers and Tiaras.
Well, because it's a train wreck. It's
oh,
like
it's so horrible.
It's like going to a Trump rally,
and you watch it for the parents because they're the ones that are totally just God. Do anything, all the money they spend on these pageants, my God. Give them swimming lessons, ballet lessons, gymnastics, anything. This fucking pageantry bullshit. Teach them to play the motherfucking piano.
Right.
I don't know.
She's busy baton twirling for her skill. Not
even
that's not a skill,
even
yeah.
Even that is better. Twirl a baton.
I'm really losing my fucking mind on
no,
this. So
all right,
Maria, or Mariah, I guess, Bilado, a 1997 contestant who was from the sovereign state of Vermont.
Okay.
Said she recalled having to get dressed, quote, really quickly because Trump entered the room. Girls were just scrambling to grab stuff.
My God.
While Trump was scrambling to grab
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
I'm just here to check the pussies.
That's so fucked up. You know, even when you do, like, I don't know, you do professional theater or something. I mean, the dressing room, it's like a known rule that, you know who's allowed in the dressing room? A fucking costume designer, the actors, and the stage manager. That's it.
Right?
Not the director and not the fucking producers, because that's the fucking actor space. That's the fucking rule. That's the understood goddamn rule.
She said, Trump said something like, don't worry, ladies, I've seen it all before.
Blah. God, no. You're such a perv.
Miss Teen
he's seen it
USA.
Before. What the fuck
don't
does that mean?
Don't worry, ladies. Well, he raped that 12-year-old, allegedly,
yeah.
Or 13-year-old, allegedly.
Trump
is still going forward, by the way.
How is anyone voting for him? How the fuck are you voting for him? How the fuck are you justifying a vote for Trump when you're saying, I'm not voting for Hillary because her husband was a fucking perv? What is he? What is Trump?
She said three other women also are corroborating it, that he entered the changing room while the contestants, some as young as 15.
God, that is so fucked up. God, that's disgusting.
In various state of disarray or disrobing.
Donald, I have a question for you. Why do you want to hang around with teenagers anyway? I don't want to. They're irritating. I you know what I mean? When I go to a mall or a movie or something and there's teens hanging out in one place, I get away from them. You know, the most irritating thing to me.
Are they about to walk in front of you in a bathing suit?
Of course not. Of course
that's
not.
That's why Trump was.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, when you go to the movies or anything, the last thing you want to do is be around a bunch of teens. They're fucking talking about nothing. They're loud.
Right.
They're irritating. Rarely are they considerate. And he's trying to hang out with them. What the fuck is his problem?
He's not trying to hang out with them. He's trying to look at them.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't
true.
Want him to talk. Are you kidding me? He's probably pissed that he has to talk to him.
Right.
Can I just look through a two-way mirror?
He's the only one he's the only person he wants to talk.
Where are the hugs for Uncle Don?
Blah.
Blah.
Like, so
that,
gross.
Like that Billy Bush bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Where's a hug for Donald? Where's a hug for Mr. Trump? Comes all this way.
Oh, God. Blah. What a creep.
Okay, I'll give you a hug, Mr. Trump.
Jesus.
Creepy as fuck. But, you know, it's everybody does that. Even Ben Carson yesterday, we played that clip of him.
Yeah.
When he was like, well, you know, when she said, well, I've never heard that. Everybody does that. And she's like, I've never heard that kind. And he goes, well, maybe that's a problem.
Oh, that's right.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
We don't. I don't even understand that logic. God, Ben, for somebody that works on people's brains for a living, you're a renowned neurosurgeon. I have no idea. His brain is fucked up. Fix your own brain.
I saw a meme today.
Meme.
That was about that, what he had said. And somebody said, Ben Carson is like a role-playing game character that when you start it up, you take all of its charisma and common sense points and make them zero and give him 100 points in brain surgery.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, he's one of these people who inexplicably is excellent at what he did.
Yes.
But is stupid and crazy and batshit and thinks the pyramids are stored grain.
Oh,
let's
my
not
God,
forget that.
I forgot
Let us not
that.
Forget that.
Can we have someone running for office that doesn't sit up all night watching the Discovery Channel?
The pyramids stored grain.
That's some ancient alien shit. Nazi ancient alien television programming that we can thank fucking A&E and the Discovery Channel for. Trash.
Yeah, late nights.
A&E, God, you're trash.
And probably Trump watching History Channel late at night.
Sure.
With all that the Hitler 24/7 going on.
Whoever,
probably got some ideas.
Hey, if the president of A&E is listening, I have a question for you. Your arts and entertainment channel, you got the Ancient Aliens, that bullshit, every program about Hitler. Don't they do the Duck Dynasty, or is that the Learning Channel, for God's sake? Or A&E is the Duggars.
AMC, A&E, Learning Channel, all of them.
And
have,
A&E, you
have
do
something
intervention.
Heinous going on, yeah.
You do intervention. You sell advertising because somebody's trying to get off drugs. You are disgusting.
Well, House and Garden that was going to put on those Benham brothers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Homophobes?
God, cable television is disgusting. It really is.
There's
disgusting.
A lot of channels out there.
Ran by assholes.
I think a lot of that will probably go away as it becomes more and more a la carte.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's as they're forcing fewer and fewer of these shitty channels down your throat where you actually, you'll just pay individually for the channels that you want to subscribe to instead of having to stuck with.
Bye-bye, Home and Garden.
Right. Well, that's a lot of
the
these channels are
channel.
Worrying because are worried because some of them, many of them don't have, they're included in packages, you know.
Right.
It's like,
I have to technically pay for the fucking fishing channel. I don't know about fishing. I don't fish.
Right.
But it's on Time Warner.
But
stupid.
Whatever big mega conglomerate, again, capitalism fail.
Yay.
Whatever big mega conglomerate owns the fishing channel.
Yes.
Might also own A&E.
Right.
So if Time Warner wants to run A&E and get Duck Dynasty and all that great programming, then the big mega conglomerate that owns it says, you got to take Fish and Channel 2.
God. And we got to take Fox. I don't want to watch Fox. I don't need to watch
nothing
Fox.
Nothing on Fox News.
God.
Fox News.
That, Loose news.
We even want to watch. I'm kind of surprised that, I mean, I know it's a separate entity, but
yes.
I don't know how the whole 21st Century Fox, maybe it's not a separate entity completely, but the whole 21st Century Fox empire puts up with that Fox News.
I have no
bullshit.
Fucking idea.
Because they do good movies. They do good entertainment and stuff like that. And to have a blatant fraud propaganda network.
Well, think about some of their big shows. Like, you don't think 24 starring Kiefer Sutherland was a little right-wing skewed?
At times.
Every bad guy was Arab.
But what else? There was something else that I used to watch that was, it was kind of the opposite. It's like, I can't believe it's on fucking Fox. It was really kind of liberally.
Yeah.
But there was Fox TV, not Fox Channel, Fox Network, not Fox News, quote, unquote, channel.
I just remember watching 24, and it's like you could time it like 15 minutes left in the program. You knew there would be some Arab guest star that would walk on with a bomb and be like, I am blowing up the whole country every episode.
Boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
It's like I just would want to call up the people at 24. It's like, do you have a bad guy that's not brown? They don't.
Do you remember the roommate we had who would watch 24 downstairs and fall asleep, leaving it blasting and all through the night?
Oh, yes.
It would, yeah, on the DVD, it would go back to the start screen, which is
yeah.
Boop, boop,
I really,
boop,
you know, I like
boop,
that guy.
like every 48 to 50 seconds all through the night, we would hear that.
I couldn't stand his appearance or his personality, but other than that, he was great.
Nice. Geraldo Rivera is making a little bit of news. No, it's not a safe that he's going to open on live TV that's empty as fuck. Or that, was there like a Coke bottle inside of it or something?
He Al Capone's vault. I stayed up and I watched.
Oh, did you watch that?
I stayed up with my dad late. I was like sixth grade or something. I was allowed to stay up late to see what happened with this Al Capone's vault thing. And I remember at the end of it, he's poor fucking Geraldo Rivera is just looking at the camera holding a Coke bottle.
How sad.
That's all he found. Coke bottle.
It was a Coke bottle, right?
Yeah, I remember.
How sad. Well, Geraldo is also over at Fox News, quote unquote, and he occasionally stumbles into the right opinion. Frequently, you know, he's a right wing asshole like them over there. But on occasion, he agrees with they probably think he's the voice of the liberals over there, even though he agrees with a lot of the bullshit they come out with.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, now Geraldo is saying that he was on a special edition of The Five on Fox News Sunday. And he said, quote, I've interviewed Donald Trump many times and have been with him many times. And I have tapes.
Oh, my God. Please.
My brother and I have been starting to go through the tapes now. And there are statements that in the context of the current climate would be embarrassing.
Okay, let's get it. Let's get these tapes.
Well, he's not going to. He might be pro-Trump.
Fucker. We got to hear these tapes.
But the fact that they're going through them means
they're going to come out.
That they might. Yeah. Fox won't allow him to release them, though. That's the thing. Why would he say that on Fox? If he's a Fox employee, that fraud channel will never let him release those.
If I was George Soros, tell me if this is morally wrong or not. If I was George Soros.
And evil?
Yes. If I was George Soros, I could set aside a chunk of change. I don't know where Geraldo lives, but what if I, you know, hired a force of elites, you know, a black ops kind of deal. And I just had him storm this Geraldo compound and get these tapes. Just take them. Let's just take these tapes. We know where they are. Let's go get them.
Where are the hackers or the whistleblowers that work for the IRS?
Oh, yeah. Wait. What about that?
Why don't we just have a few accidental copies of Trump's fucking his 1040?
Yes. We can't have a force go in and take him out of somebody's
house. Well, I don't think. Didn't Nixon kind of do that?
But I'm not the government. I'm George.
In the 70s?
I'm a George Soros type. I'm a Whale Wars
you're
type.
You're a billionaire.
The guys from Whale Wars. They would do that. They're lib hippies.
A billionaire wielding for good.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
I'm fucking people up, baby.
I just remembered from yesterday. Remember, we couldn't remember Bob Barker's name.
He was a little creepy for making the female contestants, you know, stick their hands in his pocket to look for something like
But he
money.
He bought Whale Wars a boat.
Yeah, that's true. But he would say, oh, you won $100. So I think you had to fumble around in his fucking pant pocket for the money if you're a girl. Oh, how horrible. How horrible. But, you know, he's saving the whale, so.
I had an Asian person fold the $20 bill into a cock ring.
I got origami next to my balls. You get to find it. God, that's so heinous.
There's a flying crane in my left pocket wrapped around my sack.
A flying crane. That's funny.
So we'll see if fucking Geraldo Rivera actually releases these tapes that he and his brother are going through. More and more Howard Stern stuff is coming out. I mean, this stuff has been out a while, but people are just looking at it even more. Did you see what came out a couple days ago about a conversation Trump had with Stern? And Stern said, your daughter Ivanka. And Donald said, oh, yeah, she's lovely. She's lovely, isn't she? And Stern said, yeah. He said, is it okay if I say she's a piece of ass? And Trump was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, who are we? If you, I mean,
you at least
I don't know what
you
to
at
say.
Least pretend You faux outrage. Don't talk about my daughter like that. That's disgusting. Well, you shouldn't be faux outrage. You should be outraged. Normal humans would be outraged by that. But even if you're playing along, you're doing it fakely. I don't. He ain't faking it. That's the thing. We know he's not faking it.
Do you think, I just thought of something, do you think we should require everybody running for president to be interviewed by Stern? Because that guy,
he's good at that.
I love Stern, and if you hate him, whatever, but you can't disagree with me that he can get shit out of people that no one else can.
Well, I'll do some yoga and suck our own dicks here. Yes. On this, because I think it's the atmosphere. I think our show would do the same. I think
absolutely.
If we had somebody in here, they would let their guard down because we speak normally and say fucking shit.
Yes.
And I think it's the atmosphere. I think you've got some meet the press, everybody's in suits, boring as fuck kind of atmosphere. That's when you're going to get your canned, boring as fuck answers. But it takes people like Stern, who, after Donald Trump leaves, they're going to have a Thai hooker shooting baseballs out of her twin.
Right.
So, it's just going to be a different, kind of a different atmosphere overall. And they let their guard, the dummies let their guard down.
Because they think less of him because he's not in a suit. He doesn't look like Chris Matthews.
That's different. And he's good. He's good he's at making good. Them comfortable and forget the fact that they're, it's radio also. The cameras, from what it looks like in that studio, are like in the corners in the dark.
Yeah.
And they're all robot operated and shit. So it's not like there's a huge crew in there. It's Howard.
They make you comfortable.
And a couple other guys. Right. Robin's behind in her cage behind a glass. And you let your guard down. But then Donald is excusing himself, saying, well, this is. It was entertainment. I was an entertainer back
because,
then.
Howard would not have asked him, can I call your daughter a piece of ass, if he knew that Trump wouldn't agree. He knew he was going to say, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sure.
God.
You want to fuck her?
He is so fucking creepy, this Trump. I mean, so creepy. I mean,
and then to find out, well, he probably doesn't even know her. To find out what Ivana said about basically that I should be getting all the credit for if these kids, I think they're pieces of shit, especially
absolutely.
The boys. But if anyone's taking credit for their turning out well, then it should be her, because Donald never saw those kids until they got out of college and then started working for the business. And it's like, oh, okay, here you go.
It's what my dad did.
She even said, here's a finished product.
Do you think...
You never saw your dad until...
No. I'm saying that Trump said...
Oh, I thought you were relating to it.
Not at all.
Your dad was around.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying Trump did that with his kids because that's what his father probably did. Is that right? Not, you know
what
I mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, look at Donald. Would you want to hang around him?
No. And honestly, I wouldn't want to hang around Trump's kids. They look like assholes.
Look at what he acts like as an alleged mature adult. Imagine Donald Trump as a kid.
Well, the stories that came out about him being violent in school.
A little punchy?
Who knows?
Yeah, he punched the alleged... No, I think he even put it in his book. He punched a teacher, music teacher.
That's what he wrote about. Yeah. Imagine the shit he didn't want to mention.
He wrote about that proudly. Like, even, I didn't like authority back then.
And I'll tell you this, man. Ivanka, is that his daughter? Who made the speech at the RNC?
Ivanka is the daughter.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that liberal bullshit she tried to spin. I don't buy that's who the fuck she is, because how can that be
what,
who she
is? What, you mean women's? She wants... I believe that.
No. I think she's fucking lying. I don't know.
No, I believe she would be in for the healthcare or childcare and stuff like that. I believe that, because she's a woman. She has a vagina. She knows what it's like to have kids now. But
how can you also be on board with the rest of the stuff he spews?
Well, even though it's her dad.
God. Yeah. I guess that's... I guess that makes
sense.
She
might secretly be livid because the taint now that is on the Trump brand. Not that it was A+, totally respected rating before. But the brand that daddy is going to hand over to the kids is now potentially going to be a white nationalist media empire.
Do you think that's, you know,
I mean,
what?
How pissed?
God, I never thought about it
but,
like
but
that.
But then you listen to the crotch spawn that have hangers and balls, to Eric and Donald Jr.
Yes.
And they're as shitty white nationalist ass fucky as their dad is. Eric, the really creepy light haired vampiric looking one.
Yeah, he is. Very scary looking.
Who he said he was trying to excuse dad's grab him by the pussy comment.
Right.
Said, you know, it's not great. It's a horrible thing to say, but he's very sorry and things like that. But he went into the locker room bullshit, but then he used the term alpha males.
Oh, shit.
You know, in these locker room situations, when a bunch of alpha male personalities get together, or the alpha male personalities will start talking like this and things like that. So in other words, the feckless little faggy cucks.
Yeah.
Don't talk like this. But the alpha males, Ryan, when they get together and they're out, you know, shooting nine holes, they talk about the other holes that they've been shooting, if you know what I mean.
God, that's so interesting. So do you think...
But I think she might... to finish, I'm sorry. I think she might be the sane one because none of the speeches from the two boys had anything remotely sane in it.
Oh, okay.
It was all, we love daddy and we agree with all of his white supremacist... They both have been on white supremacist radio shows.
So based both on sons. What you're saying, do you think when we hear about these interventions Trump gets from his kids about the campaign, about acting more presidential, blah, 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 blah. Is it about him running for
president?
Is it about him running for president or is it about him fucking up his brand? Or is it both?
I think to the dumb lunkhead boys who are chips off the fucking orange block.
Yes.
It's about him running for president. I think to Ivanka,
it's the
who
brand.
Is the brains of the family. I think she's the one who's probably like, you can't do this. There was that story in the middle of the primaries where there was a rumor that, I don't remember the specifics. Something's horrible, he said. And that, or maybe it was Manafort, get rid of Manafort or something. But someone or something, she went up to him and said, I'm withdrawing my support for your candidacy unless you do this.
No.
And he did.
And replaced him with
Bannon.
I don't remember the circumstances.
It might not have been that. But there was something, some issue that she disagreed with. And they're saying that the main influence to make him change his mind was her. Because she basically said, I'm done with this if you continue this or whatever.
God.
I'm not saying she's pristine Lily. Well, she's probably, I'm sure she's heinous. She's a white, entitled, rich
girl who
was raised and, you know, but it just seems to me like of the three, four, five, well, you don't know what's going on with Barron. I don't think Tiffany's still in college, so who knows?
You know, it's interesting. I mean,
and she's the redheaded stepchild.
Oh, right.
Because she's Marla's.
Oh, my God.
Marla Maples.
There must be infighting in that Trump camp. There has to be. His campaign is just such chaos. I mean, does this look like a campaign that's united behind closed doors? Do you think everybody's on the same fucking page? I mean, my God, he's not even...
I don't think they want to be. I think the term mercenary is the best term for his entire staff and entourage.
Right.
I think ideologically, I think there's very few. Bannon, maybe, which is terrifying.
Totally.
But it sounds like Trump became more Bannon-like, not the other way around.
Yeah.
5 years ago, Trump was saying, I believe in single... payer health care. And I strongly believe in a woman's right to choose, he said.
Yeah, so maybe that is fucking with Ivanka and maybe other people in his family. Because like she's got to be like, this is not what we're known for.
Yeah.
But now it is for sure.
It's forever. And especially when he gets schlonged in this election, please, 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 and has to go slithering away. Then and even more so now, he needs to be defeated bigly because if it's close, and that slimeball Roger Stone even said this, he's the one who has been threatening violence and revolution, and he says if this ends up close, you know that the only way they're winning is by cheating. So he's already cushioning himself because if Trump loses by a giant schlonging.
Yes.
There's, you can't even attribute that to cheating. There's a certain level where you're like, come on, you can't even, you can't say this is a cheat. Like, right. Obama's even last one. He won by, what, 5 million votes or something like that? That's a little tough to fake that one.
You know, there is something to be said about what he's doing, this undermining the system. Do we hear that from any other candidates on either side before this? I mean, goddammit, even in Major League Baseball and sporting events and stuff, if managers or players, if they go on television and bitch about a call the refs make and they say, you know, they speak to the credibility of these refs, they get fined by baseball or Major League Basketball, the association, because they're undermining the validity of the fucking system that we're all buying into.
Right. And Trump is proudly now undermining the entire system.
Which, I mean,
lying.
Right.
Lying. I saw again this rally this morning in Ocala. He went off on, did you see the new emails that came out? Oh my God, the emails. It proves that. And he went off on this thing about it. It just proves that she cheated Bernie Sanders. They cheated Bernie Sanders. Here's proof.
Right.
And it's just not.
And it's not true.
Then this thing with Donna Brazile now, they're wanting to rake her over the coals, that there was an email. They're alleging that she got a hold of a town hall question early and gave it to Hillary or something like that. But this is not true. They when you look at emails before and after, there was an actual real journalist on TV this morning
said,
when you put that email in context with the other emails, it makes perfect sense. And she did not get somehow sneak one of the questions and slip it. It just didn't happen. And all over the internets, Trump even said it, Donna Brazile needs to be removed because she's the new DNC head, right? She replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Donna Brazile needs to be removed because she obviously rigged it for against Bernie. They're all corrupt. It's proof. And this journalist today on TV said, well, this is where you need to do journalism. You can't grab this paragraph and put it out as your headline without, I don't know, maybe reading the email before and after.
Man, it's so fucked up because we got the head of the GOP, this guy running for president, undermining the system, saying the Dems are fucking up the system.
Which is fine, but undermining the truth. This is what's so frustrating.
The system is
kind of
fucked,
involved.
Right? Because we have GOP candidates trying to push all these like voter ID laws and shit like that. And I think that undermines the system, right? I mean, disenfranchising people to vote and all this other shit.
And it used to matter if you were caught lying.
We don't even see, like, what you just said illustrates the fact that we don't even know what that means anymore, because all you have to, if something's not true, it doesn't even fucking matter to these Trumpalos. You just have to say it out loud. Hillary Clinton was given the question beforehand. That's all that matters. Now it's real.
Here's another one. Rudy Giuliani. This just popped up over on Raw Story.
Fuck you.
He was speaking in Ocala last night. He opened for Trump. He did the warm-up. He did a tight five.
The fluffer.
I'm sure he's got great material.
Oh, my God.
He said, don't tell me if you said that you remember September 11th, 2001.
Oh, God.
I remember September 11th, 2001. Yes, yes. You helped to get benefits for the people who were injured that day. He's talking about Hillary.
Right, right.
But I heard her say that there was that day. I was there that day. I don't remember seeing Hillary Clinton there. That was like when she said she had to run through gunfire. That turned out to be, what do we call it? A lie.
Oh, my God.
So he's saying he didn't see her on 9/11. I was there all day. I didn't see her. We have pictures of Trump walking, of Rudy Giuliani walking side by fucking side with the senator of New York at the time, Hillary Clinton, walking side by side on 9/11 with her.
Well, fuck.
Down where
it doesn't
it
matter,
happened.
But it doesn't matter, right?
I didn't see her.
It's insane.
I didn't see her.
By the way, tweet us at Crab Diving if you would like to hear a whole podcast done by Pat's Rudy character. Don't you think you want to do a whole show as Rudy? God, it's great. The imitation's great. It's ruthless.
He said, oh, here it is.
Good.
Don't tell me if you said that, that you remember September 11th, 2001. I remember September 11th, 2001. Yes. Yes, you helped to get benefits for the people that were injured that day. But I heard her say one day she was there that day. I was there that day. I don't remember seeing Hillary Clinton there.
There you go. I was there that day. I don't remember seeing Hillary Clinton there.
Good God.
And I'm looking at three different pictures of Rudy Giuliani walking. Yeah, their shoulders are touching almost.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see her.
Trumpalos, do you even give a fuck? Do you even give a fuck? How can you
The irritating part is you could show this to a Trumpalo. Who will, they'll say to you, she lied about being there on 9/11.
So fucked up.
And we could forward her to that person, these pictures of Hillary walking among the destruction on the day of 9/11.
Oh my fucking God.
And they would say, that's the lamestream media. They probably shot that in a studio.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
This is the level of discourse we're having.
Everyone's stupid.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Absolutely.
To the international community. It's just so fucking embarrassing. When I see comments from people in other countries, we've got on our Facebook page, we've got people from all kinds of different countries posting. And one of our British friends one time was like, God, what's going on over there? What the fuck is going on over there with you people?
It's nuts. It's absolutely batshit fucking crazy.
They can't talk about the Brexit, but I mean, so they know what's going on too, because of the batshit Brexit shit.
Yeah,
but it's happening globally, and sane people need to smack this shit down. These right wing fascist xenophobes are gaining ground in every place because of what's going on in the Midwest, and the Midwest. I'm still doing my Rudy. Rudy.
I like your Rudy better than the real Rudy.
But what they did. In the Middle East, because of all the Syrian refugees and everything, so they're using that as, oh my God, look at all the brown, evil Muslims that are taking over the country.
You know, the argument, if you live in a state that matters, you know, that's in play, you got to vote for Hillary, even if you hate Hillary for all the wrong reasons. If you're a victim to this Hillary derangement syndrome bullshit, we can't allow a guy to be elected whose candidacy is steeped in racism.
Right.
Donald Trump doesn't see people, all people, as people. And that is the fundamental flaw that is inarguable. You can't reason around that. There's no way to get around that. He has no empathy. He's a bully. He's a bully.
Yeah.
He's the guy that picks on the weaker person. That's the worst kind of person on the planet. He punches down.
And then when called on it, cries persecution. You're persecuting him.
Yeah, for his right to punch down.
How dare you come after me? Yeah, him whining at the debate about I saw something this morning where they played Martha Raddatz at the last debate asking Hillary Clinton about her 33,000 emails. Andy Cooper had a follow-up question about these emails. He interrupted her at one point to say, well, but, you know, but this. And then when they finished to move on, Donald Trump said, they had a clip of Trump saying, wait a minute, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails? And Anderson said, we just had questions about the emails. Oh, no, you didn't. No, it's not over.
It's like
they said, you tweeted, check out the sex tape. I didn't say there was a check out a sex tape.
Oh, my God.
The tweet says, check out sex tape. Those are the words. Check out sex tape. I mean, I didn't do that. I didn't say that.
It is. It's just bananas. It's fucking bananas.
It's a bizarro world where these morons that are supporting him are okay with that. Are okay with that. Here's what your little orange-fingered fuck tweeted 3 days ago. Check out sex tape. Today, his little puckered orange mouth says, yes. I didn't say that. And you show these idiots, here's the tweet from a couple of days ago. No, he didn't say it. This is the lamestream media. It's probably, how do I know it's not fake?
And the real fucking insanity is that Trump wants to talk about the emails because it's some bullshit story that all his people buy into. But, like, there's so many other issues that are more important. The Syrian refugee problem, the fucking, I don't know, cop violence in this country. There's so many things that matter that we should be hearing about. This is nuts.
You can't talk about the issues. Yeah. I mean, because he's got nothing. He's got no issues.
He doesn't have anything to talk about. And he's also a big racist, xenophobic, homophobe dickhead. So, fuck him.
The latest over at Breitbart is that they're selectively taking quotes out of these WikiLeaks emails, and now they're lying about Hillary Clinton's support of marriage equality. They're trying to make it sound like Hillary was anti-marriage equality.
Oh, my God.
But again, they're editing. They're taking
certain
emails. There's 50,000 emails of Podesta they leaked. Who knows that these are accurate? Like I said earlier,
we don't know.
They've shown that Russian operatives during the whole Crimea thing and shit like that were doing social media bullshit. And they were also, they came across some leaked documents that were proven to be false. False.
This
WikiLeaks stuff
fucking saying
might be bullshit. They may be edited. They may be, and they're definitely selectively editing it.
Right.
That Obama thing the other day when that idiot was arguing with me, Obama said, "Sand nigger." I'm quoting, by the way. And he did. He was reading from his book a passage where someone said that to him.
And it's
so he's quoting.
Yeah.
But they cut out the part right before of his speech that he gave when he was young about they cut out the part where this man said to me, blah, 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 sand N-word, blah, 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 blah. They go right to the sand N-word and say, what about Obama saying this? You're going after Trump for saying pussy.
Because it doesn't matter. In the context, Trump said pussy, it was rapey and it was condoning sexual assault. That was the point of him saying that.
It's just
his point of saying grab him in the pussy is he was saying because he's rich, he can grab anybody he wants in the pussy and then he can kiss him. And if he's nice enough, he'll kiss you after he's had a breath mint. He's a vomit.
So how that's why we're yelling and screaming here. How do you deal with
a person who
you present facts to and they don't care? They utterly dismiss your facts as lies and propaganda.
I mean, do you think we're getting to the point with the Trumpalos? There's nothing to do but marginalize them. How do you bring these people into the tent?
Yeah.
How do you get a Fox viewer that buys into all this Hannity garbage to come around on like marriage equality and all this other stuff? You know, to see all human beings that aren't white, straight, and male as people. I don't know what you do for that.
Sad. Another headline says Trump is borrowing Putin's media playbook.
Great.
That's his hero.
I don't understand. I thought the Republicans were against Russia and communism and all this bullshit. Now they're for it?
Their orange daddy is out there contradicting his white Puritan running mate, by the way. But he's saying, wouldn't it be nice if we could, I don't know, be friends with Russia?
Well, yeah, dude, we could be, but they do bad stuff to people.
Right. Being friends with Russia doesn't mean allow them to keep bombing the fuck out of Aleppo. Being friends with Russia does not mean, okay, take Crimea. They've got Crimea. Take Ukraine. We don't care. Go ahead.
I mean, think about it on a personal level. I have friends. If I discovered one of my friends was kidnapping journalists and throwing them in a prison camp or something, I might not be friends with. I wouldn't be friends with them anymore. Because that's a deal breaker. I mean, I'm explaining why you can't support somebody that kidnaps a journalist.
Well, and one reason
fucking
might be this guy. Here is fucking Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God, I forgot he existed. We haven't heard from him in ages.
Here is Rush Limbaugh.
You know, Rush, try not to eat all the oxy before you croak.
Yeah, save some for those that need it.
Yeah, we need it, baby.
He took enough oxy to blow his ears out. Let's just remind everybody that this man took enough oxy to destroy his ears. Now he has cochlear implants.
And his bread and butter is doing a radio talk show where he has to hear what people are saying.
And for years advocated throwing drug users in jail.
Oh, yes.
But just the black ones.
Right.
I didn't correct myself there. Here's Rush Limbaugh. Because if you ever want to talk about rape culture.
Yes.
What expert are you going to go to?
I'm going to go to Rush, Pat.
But the EIB network. Here's the EIB network. Rush Limbaugh.
The Oxy Walrus.
Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, now to this story of hypocrisy. And I know we're going to get to people on the phones. You're chomping at the bit out there to get in on this. I know you are. And we're going to come to you right after the upcoming break. But you don't
imagine all these people online.
Oh, my
waiting.
God.
We'll get you. We're going to come to you after the online break. Don't worry.
What about your vomits?
We like talk.
Can I say the N-word?
Talk here about hypocrisy all the time. And we wring our hands and we express our frustration. How come hypocrisy never attaches itself to the Democrats yet? When it comes to Republicans, it's become a crime.
Because they're hypocrites.
Well, because you're...
Yeah.
Why do we call hypocrites hypocrites, Pat?
Point out our hypocrisy, or the Democrats' hypocrisy, and we'll evaluate it.
Why don't you call plumbers TV repairmen?
Yeah.
Because they're fucking plumbers!
But when you run on family values and clutch your pearls in your Bible every time... A Democrat or a brown person says or does something what you consider untoward.
Right.
But then you're busy pushing people out of the way to try to suck a shriveled old orange man teat of Donald Trump.
Yummy.
You're a hypocrite.
Absolutely.
You're a fucking hypocrite. It's that simple.
It's insane.
Sorry, Rush. That's why.
He's so hateful.
Hypocrisy is a crime when Republicans are caught in it, and yet it never even attaches to Democrats. So there's a piece here called The Ugly Stench of Hypocrisy by Michael J. Hurd, PhD. He's a PhD in psychology, Living Resources Center. The most insightful thing I've read yet about the Donald Trump sex talk scandal is this.
Oh, so you know this is right-wing nut job bullshit.
Do you hear his words?
Here's the most insightful thing.
I can't. Listening to him talk is just...
There's spittle flying everywhere. God.
He needs one of those...
But before let me give you some...
He needs one of those things at the dentist they stick in your mouth to suck the moisture out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
...is this. But before, let me give you some pull quotes here before... Well, no, I'll read the opening of the story and then get to the pull quotes. This is actually from 3 days ago. It just took a while for... our resources to come up with it, but we've got
our resources.
The most insightful thing I've read yet about the Donald Trump sex talk scandal is this. How ironic, then, that a culture which rejects moral standards, and make no bones, folks, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Standards, moral.
Letting those gays touch each other's buttholes.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
We do.
He's crying about rejecting moral standards when he's trying to explain Trump grabbing someone in the pussy.
Yes.
Saying grabbing someone in the pussy. So he's decrying the fact that the country has lost our moral standards.
God, how did...
But he's being an apologist for Trump saying grab him in the pussy.
This is ridiculous.
And starting out with hypocrisy.
Oh my God.
He opens with hypocrisy.
Shouldn't he be shopping for doctors to write him scripts for painkillers? Isn't that what he does?
This is spectacular.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I have to step out.
Standards, moral standards.
Oh, you're leaving now?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I got to be there, too.
Yeah. Ryan's leaving, ladies and gentlemen. You're stuck with me for the next 20 minutes or so. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be going to maybe be on television.
Yes.
We'll let you know more about that as that is going on. But we'll finish out this Rush Limbaugh clip. And don't forget, at Rated R Comedy. And,
see you later.
RatedRComedy.com.
Moral standards, you're going to be mocked and laughed out of the room. They're going to call you a prude. They're going to call you a Victorian. They're going to call you an old fuddy-duddy, an old fogey. And they're going to claim you want to deny people having a good time. So, a culture which rejects moral standards. In other words, anything goes. You know what the magic word? The only thing that matters in American sexual mores today is one thing.
Grabbing pussy.
You can do anything. The left will promote and understand and tolerate anything as long as there is one element.
This is, you know, they scream about that Saul Alinsky tactic or the, the Hermann Göring tactic of from Nazi Germany, where you accuse the other side of what you do. Just accuse the other side of what you do. So this is a 3-minute clip of Rush Limbaugh opening with the hypocrisy of the left. And then he goes to pull his giant flabby butt cheeks apart and spray shit a massive pile of hypocrisy upon us by saying, oh, well, you know, the moral decay of the country here. And look at the left. They're all up in arms about it.
Do you know what it is? Consent. If there
yes, that's a term that the left seems to quite understand, that people of the right can't seem to grasp in their tiny little brains, because how often do we hear about the slippery slope of, well, if we let the gays get married, next they're going to be fucking their dogs and they're going to be marrying their cats and they're going to be, next thing is pedophilia. They're going to be grabbing the little hoo-has, the little girls and boys. And then you try to say, well, their difference here is that these are adults involved in consensual sexual activity. A dog and a cat and a child, by definition, cannot consent. Ah, that, Jesus. Benghazi.
Is consent on both or all three or all four, however many are involved in the sex act, it's
Listen to him getting a little chubby underneath that
if they're
low-hanging gunt to his. Well, you know, one or two or three or however many are involved in that sex act.
Is consent on both or all three or all four, however many are involved in the sex act, it's perfectly fine, whatever it is. But
right. Yeah, it's perfect. Yes. he's bitching about the fact that consensual sex is okay.
If there is consent on both or all three or all four, however many are involved in the sex act, it's perfectly fine, whatever it is. But if the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in part of the equation, then here come the rape police.
Yes. That's the definition. If you have sex or sexual conduct with somebody and you don't have their consent, it's rape. It's rape. He's calling it hypocrisy. He's saying that it's hypocritical of sane people who aren't Christo-fascist ass dicks to say, it's hypocritical of us to say, well, you know, if you don't have consent, it's rape. Unbelievable.
You know what it is. Consent. If there is consent on both or all three or all four, however many are involved yes. in the sex act, it's perfectly fine. What
exactly? It's perfectly fine. If you have a consensual sex act between two people or three or four or 18, it is perfectly okay.
Whatever it is. But if the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in part of the equation, then here come the rape police.
Yes.
But consent is the magic key to the left.
This is a bad thing. This is where how heinous and just outwardly evil these fucks have become in this Trumpian atmosphere. Rush Limbaugh saying that the leftists are hypocrites because they think non-consensual sex or non-consensual sex act is rapey. But if the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in part of the equation, then here comes the rape police. That's his quote. And that's a bad thing to Rush Limbaugh and to these rapey fucks on the right. How does Rush Limbaugh come back from this? How is he not removed from the airwaves for this, for saying that, you know, the left is a bunch of pussies for saying that not consent is rape? What the hell's wrong with you people? Oh, but that's his First Amendment right. I forgot he's okay It's okay. How dare we take away their First Amendment right to speak this heinous ossity-itude? That's what's going on there over at the Rush Limbaugh Show, ladies and gentlemen. How, if you can even remotely think of voting Republican in this next election, I just don't fucking get it. Maybe you'd be happier moving to Russia. Why don't you go? Uncle Nipple sounds like he's running a show that you'd like over there. They're passing anti-gay laws over there. He's knocking off journalists or two that are writing bad shit about him. His political opponents might be disappeared once in a while. I there was one not that long ago that took a couple of slugs to the head across the street from the fucking Kremlin. It was just a drive-by. It was random. We don't know how that happened. Maybe you guys would be more happy there. Who doesn't love America? This is massive hypocrisy of those people. They talk about the Constitution, love America, loving freedom, and loving democracy. Yet they long for their loins moisten for a regime under something like Vladimir Putin. Oh, yeah, somebody print something bad about him. Well, let's take him out. Donald Trump, I'm going to put you in jail, my opponent. I'm going to make sure you're in jail. Sounds a little Putin-y. Sounds a little Banana Republic-y. And I don't mean like khakis with pleats. I don't know. Does it have khakis with pleats over at the Banana Republic? I don't even know anymore. So that's what's going on over there. If you're just listening, if you're just tuning in live or whatever, Ryan had to take off. He's got a dealio going. He may be hitting the airwaves sometime soon. He's got a meeting going on. So the next 12, 15 minutes, I apologize. It's just going to be me fucking rambling on and on and on and playing some clips for y'all. We play, usually save these for like Faithless Friday, but this is about the election. This is the brilliant. Apparently, he's a great football coach. I don't know if he's a great football coach. This is Dave Delbenmeyer, who, if you've listened to the show before here, go to crabdiving.com, listen to past episodes, go to iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, leave us a nice review if you get a chance. And don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the Amazon site through Amazon, go through our portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. It helps us out a lot. Gives us a little commission every time you do it. Doesn't cost you anything. Helps us here at Screaming Liberal Media. Help me offset the costs of Kate the intern having some teeth taken out yesterday. She's, I don't know where she is. She's all curled up and everything. But here's Dave Delbenmeyer, ladies and gentlemen, ringing in on the election. I don't think Dave has a real ministry other than his YouTube channel. I don't know if he sells his fancy baseball caps with a Christian cross on the front of them. Dave Delbenmeyer, I believe his story was that he was a high school football coach who lost his gig because he was organizing Christian prayer. I think that's his start. Now he's got a YouTube ministry or whatever, and he seems to spend his days hanging outside of an abortion clinic in, I don't know what state he's in, but he frequently has these YouTube videos of him standing outside the abortion clinic harassing poor women who are trying to get health care. Here's Dave Delbenmeyer on his recent YouTube screed rant about the latest election in Hillary Clinton.
I'm going to throw something out, probably going to make me a lot of enemies, but I try to tell the truth all the time. I wonder, when was the last time you and your church, religious leaders, Christians, when was the last time you heard your pastor give a sermon on the fact that women shouldn't be in leadership?
It depends on where you're at, I would assume, because hopefully most of the fucking country would not even remotely think of giving a speech like that or giving a sermon about that, about how women shouldn't be in leadership, because maybe we've moved on from that. Maybe they believe that women should be in leadership roles. This is the evangelical, creepy evangelical misogynist trope that, well, you know, the Lord doesn't want women anywhere but hanging around pregnant. Take off those shoes, lady. Rustle up those vittles. And stay home. You ain't getting no job. You ain't run for no office because the Lord wants you home.
When was the last time you heard your pastor give a sermon on the fact that women shouldn't be in leadership? Oh, say, Coach, those are old times. We don't live like that anymore. Right. Women and men are equal. Well, women and men may be equal, and they are equal.
Yeah. I sense a but about to happen, which we all know will negate the whole first part of what he just said. Well, you know, women are equal, blah, blah, blah. Women are, you know, women are equal. They are equal. But
they are equal. But I think it's pretty clear that the Bible teaches us that women should not be in authority over a man.
There you go. I think it's pretty clear the Bible teaches that women should not be in authority over a man. I wonder how his wife feels. I'm sure he's married and has populated the earth with more vile little Christian spawn, extremist Christian spawn. What does his wife think when she hears this?
Teaches us that women should not be in authority over a man. You say, well, that just applies in the church. Really? So biblical principles only apply in the church? What's the point you're making? Here's the point I'm making. With all that's going on with Trump and everybody screaming and hollering about that, when is the last time your pastor stood up in the pulpit and said, hey, listen, we cannot vote for Hillary Clinton because women are not to have authority over men? If we want to follow the Bible, that should be a good place to start, wouldn't it? Rather than worrying so much about the immorality of a sinful man, what about the biblical principle?
So ignore the fact that Trump may have been a little rapey, a little sexual assaulty, that he's a misogynist, a sexist, has cheated on a couple of wives, apparently. Don't worry about the improprieties of an immoral man. Regardless, this guy is saying that regardless of whether the fact Hillary is moral or not, or a better candidate, or a better future president, it doesn't matter, because his book of myths from the Iron Age says a woman should not have leadership over a man. So no matter how heinous and disgusting and vile and immoral Trump is, it's better than having vagina prints on the leather chair in the Oval Office.
Body of a sinful man, what about the biblical principle that when a woman rules over a man, children rule over a man, it's a sign of judgment of the Lord? Women, presidents, I don't think that's biblical.
Isn't this the same side that gets little crotch stiffies when they talk about the former prime minister of England, the Iron Lady, whose name is now escaping me. I'll think of it in a second. But the former prime, they love her. They fucking love her. When she died not that long ago, you would think it was an American president that had passed on. But I guess that's a different situation. That's a leader who is godly. And she was, I guess it was okay. She was biblical. Goddamn. Margaret Thatcher is her name. There you go. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. And that's what we're up against in this election, is people like Coach Dave. Religious hypocrites. Oddly enough, for the longest time, Trump has been trying to court these evangelicals. And laughingly so, two Chronicles. He doesn't even know the fucking books of the Bible. Make a great movie. Mr. Trump, which book of the Bible is your favorite? Oh, I love the New Testament and the Old Testament. They're both great. But now, inexplicably, these you talk about hypocrisy, these pseudo-Christians who are now in orbiting the orange anus are the ones that are clinging the tightest, it seems. because the standard Republicans, the alleged moderate Republicans, are the ones that are bailing like rats now that the Trump campaign seems to be going down in flames. Now they're finding their morality and their outrage. But these evangelicals are doubling down. We played Jim Baker. I've got a Jim Baker clip that we'll play later in the week. We played the clip of Pat Robertson. We played the guy that speaks in tongues, Kenneth Copeland, yesterday, who said, "You're going to be guilty of murder if you vote for Hillary Clinton. You will be guilty of murder if you vote for Hillary Clinton because, you know, she wants to kill the babies and stuff like that." The hypocrisy is beyond off the charts, off the scales, because they just don't seem to care. The evangelicals are the ones that seem to be hanging on to the Trump train the longest. And which is just another, my opinion, another example of the supreme hypocrisy, to talk like Rush Limbaugh, of the religious right in general. That as a political movement, it's been blatantly obvious for the past 40 years that these people are full of shit and hypocrites. How many pastors do we have that are caught balls deep in underage girls? How many of these guys are caught in homosexual
relationships? Don't mess with Texas.
Not there's anything wrong with that, but we know that that's the supreme sin to the evangelical right. It's unbelievable the level of disconnect that these people have brought out. Here's an example. This is from Texas. I think we've talked about this guy before. He's a member of Congress from the proud state of Texas. And we know they send a whole bunch of great people to represent them. He don't fucking mess with Texas. This is Representative Blake Fahrenholt from Texas. If you've ever Google Blake Fahrenholt pajamas, I think that's the one you want to maybe Google. There were some famous pictures of Blake Fahrenholt. It's a party in pajamas. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. So this is him being interviewed by, I think this is Chris Hayes over at the MSNBC. And it's a question about the hypocrisy of the people on the right and their support of Trump, despite these rapey comments.
Congressman, if someone off the record said, in a locker room, this was not in a locker room, it was a workplace, said, "I really like raping women," would that be locker room talk?
Fair question. If someone in a locker room said, "I really like raping women," is that just locker room talk?
Would that be locker room talk?
Again, it depends. You don't know the entire context.
But you would be
this.
Fine with
but
that.
I'm not here if to a tape came Donald out of Trump. I don't like what he said.
If a tape came out with Donald Trump saying
defend
that,
himself on that.
If a tape came out with Donald Trump saying that, saying "I really like to rape women," you would continue to endorse him.
That would be bad, and I would have to consider. I'd consider it. But again, we're talking.
There is something that warms the cockles of us evil lefties to just watch these assholes twist, having to do this, trying to somehow keep their Trumpalo base happy and still exhibit a tiny bit of humanity in this whole shitstorm. So this guy has basically said, if Trump said, "I like raping women," he would have to think about the context before he would withdraw support. Congratulations, GOP.
That would be bad, and I would have to I'd consider it. But again, we're talking about what Donald Trump said 10 years ago, as opposed to what Hillary Clinton has done in the past 2 or 3 years.
There you go. Member of the House Congress from the sovereign state of Texas, who really has no fucking idea how to get the hell out of the hole that they've dug themselves into. That may be it. You know what? We're still having a little technical difficulties, so I can't even play my fun songs and stuff to get the hell out of here. So I'm just going to...
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.